Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Uh-oh. Is he back? He's back. You know who's back here? Favorites. Well, it's that time of the year. It's list season. Quarterback list season. We're back. All right, so a couple weeks ago, Pro Football Focus put out their list. And Hugh, I've been monitoring this because every year we get the Chris Sims quarterback list, right? He does his countdown backwards. So he starts with, like, the backup quarterbacks, and then he works his way down to the top guys in the NFL. And Hugh, I saw he put out his 5 through 10 in the NFL, his number 5 through 10. I don't think he's put out his 1 through 4. We could probably guess that it's the 1 through 4 that most people have in some order, Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Lamar, right? So they're separate. But he put out his number 5 through his number 10. Now, if we remember last time we discussed a quarterback list, Jalen was at number 5, right? The Pro Football Focus list?
Yeah.
Chris Sims, latest quarterback rankings entering the 2025 season. He has Jalen Hurts as the number 10 overall quarterback in the NFL. Let me quickly give you the other ones that he has above him, and then we'll get to hear from your guy, Chris Sims, on the quarterback and why he ranked him number 10. Here is what he has. Number 10, Jalen Hurts. Number 9, Baker Mayfield. Number 8, Justin Herbert. Number 7, C.J. Stroud. Number 6, Matthew Stafford. Number 5, Jaden Daniels. Here's Chris Sims on his podcast talking about his reasoning for Hurts at 10.
He brings a skill set to their offense that makes them almost indefensible with all the talent they have, and then what he brings to the table to kind of put it over the top to where you're just like, oh my God, what do we defend? We're trying to stop Saquon. We're trying to stop the receivers. Oh no. And then he scrambles or he keeps the ball in a quarterback design run, and we have to worry about that too. And it's just too many things to worry about. And that's where he's special for the Philadelphia Eagles and what he brings to the table for that football team. Now, is he perfect? No, he's not. I know that. And that's what we're going to discuss here a little bit. There's things that are last year, you heard me say, and I had him ranked a few spots higher to where I said, listen, it was a down year, but there was things I liked about how he played in the pocket, the throws he made, the variety of throws he made, which I thought was something that was new 2 years ago when I went, oh, wow, damn, we're seeing more touch, a little more anticipation, all of that. So there was growth in the pocket. This year, again, there was moments of that. Right? And we saw that. And the cool thing is, he really saved his best moments for the last two games of the year, the two most important games of the year. Is he perfect? No. There's a reason he's at number 10. And there's still flaws in his football game that need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And, you know, they win the game still with him not playing perfect. And this is where, again, I do the dirty work to go, let me decipher here. Right? But there's no quarterback in football that has more advantages on the field at the position than Jalen Hurts.
Your reaction, Hugh Douglas, as Jalen Hurts ranked 10th on the Chris Sims QB list entering 2025.
Allow me to long talk for a minute, man, because I respect everybody that's in this space because we all have an opinion about quarterback play and Chris has played the position. I've never played the quarterback position. But Chris is in a unique spot where, for whatever reason, it feels like he doesn't like Jalen Hurts. And no matter how much he talks, he always doubles down, in my opinion, to the hate of Jalen Hurts. Because let me tell you what I heard in that cut. In a synopsis, just to sum it up for you.
Because he kind of long-talked it.
He said, and if you play it again, Kyle, you will hear it, because he started out penalizing Jalen for having talent around him.
Believe the quote he said is, no one has more advantages
yes.
on the field
so
with
him. So I took that as having talent around him.
But that, I took the same way.
And he then proceeded to say that he has certain advantages because of his skill set. He has certain advantages. And this is where I have a problem with what he said. The biggest problem, Joe, is because he said that he has to take the deep dives to figure out, like, to tell you the flaws in his game. Mm. In that statement, where did he tell you the flaws in Jalen's game as a passer? Like, that's the problem that I have with it. I'm all for you critiquing Jalen and not liking Jalen. Perfect example, Dan Orlovsky, because, like, when you look at Dan and when he talks about the quarterback play, Dan takes you behind the velvet rope, and he breaks down for you certain plays and certain abilities that quarterbacks have that when you leave listening to Dan, you feel like you've learned something. And I respect him for that. Now, you could take the role that, well, Dan wasn't a good quarterback. Doesn't have to be a good quarterback to know the game.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course.
When Chris Sims talks about Jalen Hurts, just play that cut again and listen to it. He basically starts out his synopsis by talking about Jalen being penalized for having talent around him. And then he tells you that he took a deep dive to break down his game. Where did he break down his game, Joe? Where did he talk about Jalen Hurts' presence in the pocket or maybe he's thrown off his back foot or he doesn't see the open receiver? When did he do any of that? That's the problem that I have.
Yeah, like you would, if he had said, like, he holds the ball too long, takes too many sacks.
He didn't do any of that. And that's why when he talks about, especially when he talks about Jalen Hurts, I always look at him with the side eye because he never breaks down. Like, where is one time where he's broken down Jalen Hurts' game to the point where you say, never looked at it like that. I am more than willing to sit here, and if you can explain it to me like I'm a two-year-old, why do you feel that way about Jalen? And I'll say, okay, because me and Kyle have had this conversation every day, and I know where Kyle comes from, and I know how he feels, and I'm okay with that. But when you listen to him say what he has to say, he gives you nothing to chew on.
So that, well, I understand your perspective. Let me give you what I took away looking at his list and hearing him. And I don't have the answer to this question. How much does what he did in the championship and Super Bowl change what he did for the year? And what I mean by that is this. Hugh, if he had given you those rankings when the season ended, would anyone react strongly?
If he to what?
When the regular season ended, if a list came out and Jalen was ranked 10, would anyone have pushed back? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Right. I think Baker, for the regular season, played better than Jalen last year. Or like the number.
Baker played well.
Baker threw like 40 touchdowns, yes. Right? Justin Herbert had similar stats to Jalen during the regular season. Stroud, step back. That one we could quibble about. Stafford's obviously good. Jaden Daniels was in the MVP discussion, right? The playoffs changed everything.
It did.
And it's. I'm telling you, if this list came out when the season ended, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to yell at Chris Sims for putting him 10? He was up and down during the season. The play, it's like, how much does that count when we do these lists?
For me, and you know what's funny? Because I was talking to some old heads this weekend, and we were talking about that. And we were talking about how much the game has changed, number one, and how it feels like, especially nowadays, that players, for whatever reason, are starting to hate on the players that are playing the game now. Now, when we talk about Jalen, we know what he isn't. We know that he doesn't have the arm of Josh Allen.
Right.
We know that he's probably not the field general that Patrick Mahomes is. But the one thing that he is a winner. And the last time that I checked, you're always in the NFL, trying to put as much talent around your quarterback as you must as you possibly can. Just like they went out and got what's the receiver that came in, Fluffy, the from San Francisco,
Debo.
They went and got Debo for their quarterback
for Jaden. Yeah.
And nobody's saying anything about that. So you're mad. It's like, so this is what I hear when I hear that. You're mad at two things. You're mad at Jalen for having talent, and you're mad at Howie Roseman for having the wherewithal to do something that every other team has the ability to do, but they can't. And he has. He went out and got talent and put it around his quarterback and made him better.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So that's what I hear. So when you talk to me as a former NFL player, and you know what I hear? I could have been a Pro Bowler or I could have been a Hall of Famer if I'd have played with Reggie White and Warren Sapp. Duh. But I didn't. So now he's being penalized because the GM in this organization has put talent around him and made him the Super Bowl MVP.
So I think there is one part of this that's hard for any of us to make a list, right? Like, because it's all within the team they play for, right? You can't, like, just in your mind put this player on that team. But we can do it with an exercise. Let me throw this at you. When we brought up the last quarterback list, we talked about those top four guys, right? Lamar and Mahomes and Allen and Burrow. I believe if you took Jalen off of last year's Eagles and put any of those four guys, I still think they probably win the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Now, with the group that Sims has above him, I don't believe that with every one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't believe last year's Eagles win the Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud. I was thinking that too.
I don't think that.
I thought he took a step back. I don't think he's ready to play in those big games yet. I'm not sure they win it with Baker Mayfield. I know that Baker played well last year, but I don't know if he could have done all the things Jalen did in those biggest games to win. Could they have won it with Justin Herbert?
Maybe.
That's where it comes. That's how I do it in my mind. Like, if we swap them, and I know it's an exercise in your brain. Like, what would happen? And I still think with the great ones, the four great ones, I think the Eagles would have won anyway. This group that he has above Jalen, that's where it gets sticky for me because I'm like, I don't think they win the Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud last year.
See, here's the thing for me, and I'm gonna use Chris Sims as an example. Because this is where I think Jalen is, in my personal opinion. I haven't been in a huddle with him, but I've been in the huddle with people who have a commanding presence. And I'm going to go back to that cut where John Gruden was trying to get him to spit the play out. The one thing that I do know for certain about a quarterback, he has to be able to command 10 other people. And they have to believe in him when he's under center. They have to believe in him. Jalen has that. Like, you might not be the most talented guy on the field, but the talented guys around you believe in you. They believe in your ability. And time again, you can go back and you look at the cuts. So listen to the cuts. Jordan Mailata, Saquon Barkley, they talk about Jalen's leadership and how he does things. Unquantifiable intangibles. Like, you can have a guy back there who is the sunshine down there in Jacksonville.
Lawrence.
Has all the talent in the world.
And he stinks.
He doesn't have that. It's like you can build, like what we used to say, it was a saying called look like Tarzan, play like Jane.
Lawrence, that's Lawrence for me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Looks like Tarzan, play like Jane. This game is a lot deeper than a lot of people understand, because we get, just like when they go to the combine, they get caught up in the measurables.
Right.
The height, the weights, the throwing ability and everything like that. Jalen has something that I haven't seen, especially in this day and age, that I think people tend to forget. Jalen lost his job, and to me, that's a part of what makes him who he is. Jalen lost his job in college.
Yeah.
And he stayed. And I know that might not sound like a big thing to a lot of people, but a lot of times, remember old saying back in the day when I was young, when the going get tough.
Tough get going.
The tough get going. The problem that I see with a lot of these kids nowadays, when the going get tough,
they run.
They get the hell on.
Yeah.
Well, they move. They don't like adversity. They don't like change. So if it doesn't go the way that they want it to go, they leave and they go to a situation that fits them better. Jalen stayed, and Jalen has a commanding presence that commands you to respect him. That's the difference to me. And that's something that is obvious, and it's no disrespect to Chris Sims, that he will never understand because he's never had it.
Just a quick update. This show today, we had a Brady Brunch reference, and then when the going gets tough, the tough get going reference. We've aged ourselves.
I feel like an old-ass preacher now. I feel
like you're out of control.
I mean.
No, I'm just saying, man.
We had a guest in studio who said he was 33. The Brady Brunch reference
went straight over his head. It's just that, and I respect Chris Sims on a certain level because he's built his brand, and he does a hell of a job. But you need the Jalen Hurts thing. You need to leave that one alone, in my opinion. To me personally, you sound stupid.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's interesting. I brought up earlier when we talk about Jalen, we see different things. You felt that when you heard it, and the first thing I thought of was like the ranking. If it was just the regular season, I think it made sense, right? Based on the regular season, because Jalen was up and down, some good for them. But once you throw the postseason in, 10 feels too low. He won the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing, Joe. We're taught, and this is where I feel the way that I feel. The way you start is not the way you finish. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, Deshaun Jackson, perfect example. I remember when Deshaun got drafted. I remember the air quotes, malcontent that he was when he was here.
Yeah, questions.
I remember all the trouble that Deshaun got into. Well, not a whole lot of trouble. I don't want to paint him in that light. But I remember him. He's not the same. I saw him, Wednesday? He's not that person that I met 10, 15 years ago. He's not. That's not him. So I think it's unfair to judge Jalen on the regular season when the postseason he was a different quarterback.
Well, but he was for the two games. He wasn't in the Rams and Packers game,
okay,
right? Those two, he looked like he was in the regular season.
And that's fair. But as he evolved and as we progressed through the season, he changed. And I only thing that I have to go on right now with Jalen is the last game that he played in. And he looked phenomenal.
Well, that he did. He was a Super Bowl MVP and well-earned. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Reaction to the latest Chris Sims list, ranked 10.
You see what you've done?
We just brought the audio up. We played it. We gave a list out. And OG Wade wants to talk about it. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today? Welcome back, Nick. You.
What's going on,
OG, man? What's up?
Listen, Joe, I'm a little disturbed.
What did I
with
do?
You. Because and it's not just you, but whenever someone is talking about Jalen Hurts of comparing him to other quarterbacks, you know what the number one thing they always say? If you do this, if you take Jalen off and put this quarterback, they would have. But here's the reality in that. Jalen is the reason that the Eagles offense has the players that they have on it, as well as the defense.
Well, Howie's the reason they have the players.
Here's what I'm saying. If Jalen was not a hit for the Eagles, we'd be still looking for the quarterback.
I agree. So, yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for Jalen Hurts,
I agree.
You wouldn't be able to put Lamar Jackson with Jalen Hurts.
No, but it's a thought AJ. Exercise. But there's
and
no.
Then the other thing
but OG,
is,
hold on. There's no other.
Jalen
there's Hurts, no. Hold on. There's no other way to do it. It's not like baseball where like One guy hits 40 home runs, and the other guy hits 40 home runs, and you just judge them against each other. They're all in different situations playing with different people and different schemes. So it's not easy to do, so you kind of imagine, what if you swap them? How would it look?
See, that's where you, Joe, that's where you go wrong at.
Why?
See, all of y'all put Lamar, y'all put Josh Allen, y'all put Patrick Mahomes, you put Joe Burrow, all in elite, right? They're elite without Jalen's offense. So why would you have to put them on Jalen's team for them to win? If you're saying that they're better than Jalen where they are, so why aren't they winning?
Well,
Didn't we watch Josh Allen? Hold on. Didn't we watch Josh Allen get blitzed by the same Kansas City Chiefs that could not get home on Jalen Hurts and ended Josh Allen's season? He lost that game because he panicked and threw a damn Hail Mary when there was a player out in
the
flat.
Hold on a second. Didn't 1 year ago our season end in Tampa when Todd Bowles blitzed the crap out of Jalen Hurts and he took a safety?
Without his team?
Oh,
you're damn
my
right.
God.
Yes, without AJ and without all his weapons. Remember, Jalen had a broken finger in that game, right? See, yeah. You want
to go
weapons
there, down.
No, no, what I'm trying to do is it's a full body of work. It's not just one night in January, Josh Allen had an incomplete on fourth down and he's a loser.
Super Bowl, Joe.
What?
He was the MVP.
So was Nick Foles. So was Nick Foles. So was Nick Foles and Joe Flacco and Eli Manning.
Nick Foles. We talking about Jalen.
No, but that's
why did Josh Allen not be able to complete the damn pass to get to where Jalen is? He had the same opportunities.
Well, a bit of worse defense.
Well, wait a second. No. The Chiefs put up 30 points.
The
Chiefs put up over 30 points. Do you not understand the games were different? Wait.
Right, but he had to make one play.
But Jalen didn't have to make one play.
He could not make it.
But what one play did Jalen have to make to win the game? What's the one play? They didn't have to make one.
Jordan Mailata gave up the pressure when they sent the all-out blitz when Jalen took off and ran for 30 yards.
The game was on the line in that play. Take a deep breath. You're making a case that one guy failed in a huge spot. My point is, we didn't get that spot with Jalen. That game never gave us that moment.
Right, and Jalen is the reason why you didn't get that spot.
No, the defense is.
Because
the defense.
He's able to extend and to continue good, meaningful drives, unlike your boy, Josh Allen.
Did the game come down? Wake up and realize
what you got
OG.
In Jalen Hurts, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting there with egg on your face and not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
OG, I think he's Jalen a good player. I think he's
more...
than any damn quarterback in the NFL. This is why it's frustrating to talk about Jalen. I think he's a tremendous winner, and I love having him as the Eagles quarterback. But like the idea that he's in a different level as everyone else in the sport is comical.
Yeah,
it's not true. It's not true. How come you're the only one who thinks this? You ever think, how come I'm the only one in the world that thinks this?
Joe, I don't care about how many other people thinks it.
No, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. None of us know anything. We're all fans watching the game. Tell me what you know. Hold on a second. You don't know anything. You know just as much as any of the rest of us watching the game.
I haven't seen Joel in a
while. Well, I mean, come on. Like, the idea that you don't know anything. You watch the game on Sunday like the rest of us. All I know is this. You don't have to go to anyone else's opinion, nor do I, nor does Hugh, nor does anyone else, right? We're all entitled to our own opinion. That's what makes this fun. But, OG, if you're the only one that thinks the sky is green and the grass is blue, maybe your eyes aren't working, man.
Give me 5 seconds and I can prove it.
Okay, five.
Five.
He told you.
Okay. Does Josh Allen call his line protections out? Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the NFL that's doing that.
No, there is zero chance that's true. What are you talking about?
Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback.
You're making things up.
Hold on. What players do Josh Allen make have career years whenever they play with them? Every player that plays with Jalen Hurts has a career year.
Did AJ Brown have a career year last year? And Devontae Smith?
Yes, with Jalen Hurts. He's never had the years he had in Tennessee than he had.
He played with Ryan Tannehill. He sucks.
Now you want to give me excuse? How about Saquon Barkley? Rear year, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't think the line had anything to do with that?
What about the offensive line, OG?
That's a part of it, Joe. That's a part of it.
But you're entitled. But you're
the line that made Jalen Hurts have to run for 70 freaking yards in a Super Bowl.
They made him have to run.
So great.
They made him have to run. He took off because he saw a hole. What are you talking about?
Exactly, because you know why you see a hole, Joe? Because the defensive ends is beyond him. They already beat Jordan Mailata in the game.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's enough. I mean, there is delusion, and then there's whatever that was. The idea the offensive line has nothing to do with Saquon. The idea that Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the league that calls out his own protection. I mean,
that one's out of control.
Just try to have a nice conversation with Hugh about a quarterback list.
Yeah, the only one in the NFL that calls out protection.
Hugh, you don't believe that, right? He's not the only quarterback that calls his own protection.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does. That's the problem. All right, 215-592-9494. We can't do it. I mean, like, we're unable to have
it's a hot button topic, man. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that sitting here and we have this conversation about quarterbacks. Everybody hears different things when you criticize Jalen.
But I didn't criticize Jalen.
I know I'm not saying you did, but to a lot of people, when you mention his name and you try to be clear and concise about what it is about his game that you feel is flawed, people hear, that's why Kyle's laughing.
Well, because if you don't think he's perfect and the greatest quarterback ever in the history of the world, you're a hater and a jerk.
It's a polarizing conversation to have.
I think it's insanity. I mean, like, I don't even know. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand where it comes from that he's above everybody else.
I understand. But this, we're not adult enough to have the conversation. Well, that's the problem. I'm not saying we aren't adult enough, because I think we are. I just think the people that are listening, they don't listen. And they hear certain things, and it's like a dog whistle for them.
I just, like, the idea that he's far and above everyone else in the league is just not real.
Because, like, for me, example, the Chris Sims thing is a dog whistle, because it's, and I try to be fair, but he doesn't give you, where did he say in any of those quotes anything about his mechanics, his decision making, or any of that?
Well, just in fairness to him, there was like a whole 15-minute segment that he did on his podcast about why he put Jalen Hurts.
There's a lot more.
But was any of that about the mechanics, decision making, or the way he reads defenses, or any flaws like that? Because if he did that, then I'm okay with it. But if it's not, then I have a problem with it.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here. You can react to the list. He has Jalen Hurts at 10, latest Chris Sims ranking. I think that's too low. My point, though, when I saw it, I was like, that probably made sense on the regular season. You add in the postseason, and that's where you got to boost him up. All right, your phone call's coming up on this. We'll check in with you people. And I hear we may have another incident with you to investigate. That's up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, we're finally here, people. Give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. Here's the kicker, though. Don't make Dad cook them. They have Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are flavors that match every dad's taste, every one of us. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.